Perek Revi, Mishnah Yotes, Shmuel HaKotan Omer, Bin Fol Oyevcho Al Tismach, Uve Kashlo Al Yageli Becho. When your enemy falls, don't be happy. When he stumbles, when he falters, Al Yageli Becho, don't rejoice in your heart. Pen Yira Hashem, lest God will see this, V'ra Be'inov, and it will be very displeasing in his eyes, V'heishiv Me'olov Apo, and he will remove his anger from upon him. The Rishonim here all struggle with a very basic question, which is, this whole Mishnah seems to be unjustified to be recorded as a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Why? Because if you look at the Mishnah, there's absolutely no Chiddush in this Mishnah. This entire Mishnah is just a quotation of a Pasuk in Mishlei. Mishlei Chaf Dalet Yud Zayin. It's the whole Pasuk. It's two Pasukim. It's Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. We have two Pasukim here that are quoted. Why in the world is this a Mishnah? So says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ma bol hashmienu Shmuel HaKotan b'zeh. What is Shmuel HaKotan teaching us in this pasuk, in this Mishnah? Halo pasuk shalemu. So Rabbeinu Yonah answers and says, El Ratz Lomer Shei Rogil Shmuel HaKotan Lomer pasuk zeh. He was Rogil. This is what he used to always say. This was a very important statement, teaching that he used to always repeat. Why? Because something happens all the time. We have people that we're jealous of. We have people that we're upset at. And the nature of humans is they fail sometimes. And it's very hard to inside not feel a little bit of happiness when you see somebody else, somebody that you maybe are in competition with. You know, this happens in yeshiva sometimes. It could be that in the shir, there's someone that you're trying not to, but there's a little bit of the sense of competition between you and him. And then he asks a foolish question, or he doesn't know something, and he does something that slightly embarrasses him, and our immediate reaction is inside to a little bit rejoice over the person's suffering. So Shmuel HaKotan knows this is a major issue. And therefore he comes and he used to say it all the time. He used to try to always instill within people that they would recognize the value of Bin Fol Oyevcho Al Tismach, not to celebrate other people's mistakes, not to celebrate when other people fail. Obviously there's a connection here. The Mishnah right before ended with Al Tishtah de Liroso Bishas Kalkalto. Don't try to seek out to see people when they mess up, when they do embarrassing things. But Shmuel HaKotan now adds, and even your enemy, even the person you compete with, even the person that maybe you don't like, you have a dislike to the person, still don't celebrate their downfall. But Rabbeinu Yonah adds in here a caveat, and he says, this doesn't apply to a tzaddik who is celebrating kvod shamayim. Now, sometimes you have a person who's really a tzaddik, and there's a certain rasha in town, and we know that we're not supposed to hate people, but we are supposed to hate rishus. We're supposed to hate evil, not evil people, but we're supposed to hate evil. Say in davening on Friday night, Oavei Hashem sinura, people who love Hashem, so they hate evil, not hate. They're not rishayim, they hate evil. So if a tzaddik, whose whole life is dedicated to being mar b'kvod shamayim, if he sees a rasha falter, and he's happy not because of sin also oso, but he's happy because of the kvod shamayim, this is Rabbeinu Yonah writes, b'mal palto kvod shamayim lo b'nei sin also oso, so then there's room for him to rejoice inside. But kol shekein, someone who also, he's not a tzaddik, his maisim are also mekul kalim. I also sometimes mess up. I also sometimes speak lashon hara. And then I see this guy who's, he's the tzaddik, and I feel jealous, and I feel competitive with him. He's such a good guy in yeshiva. And he says something that's not right, and he gets a little musser about it, and he's embarrassed, and I feel a little bit of glee inside. I'm a little happy inside. Well, especially if I also speak lashon hara, how can I be rejoiced in the fact that he got called out on his lashon hara? Why would I be Samech if I'm Kamoso? Says Rabbeinu Yonah. And that's why Shmuel HaKotan used to always say, Bin Fol Oyevcho Al Tismach. We know that Shmuel HaKotan, the Gemara says, he was the one credited with writing the Tefillah of Olam Al Shinim. And the Mefarshim point out that he, of course, the Gemara, Chazal, point out that this is super appropriate that Shmuel HaKotan would be the one who would write Olam Al Shinim. How can you write a tefillah about the downfall of the Rishayim? Bin Fol Oyevcho Al Tismach. But if you're davening, and he was the one that we knew that if he was writing the tefillah, he wasn't writing it. If this was his huayya omer, if this was his statement that he used to always say, so it's barur that when he wrote the tefillah, he wasn't writing it because he was happy over the, on a personal level, because he hated these people, but it's because he wanted to see the cessation of rishus. He wanted to see the end of apikarsus. So he was a very appropriate person to be writing this tefillah. Okay, at the end of Rabbeinu Yonah here, he adds that there's an additional girsa. If you look at the Rambam, it seems like the Rambam had this girsa. That there's additional statement of Shmuel HaKatan commenting on the Mishnah, which therefore obviously removes the whole question that we had. We wanted to know what's he adding. He's just quoting a pasuk. According to the Rambam's girsa, it sounds like, again, I wouldn't have necessarily thought that the Rambam was quoting an alternate girsa, but once Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that there's an alternate girsa, and then you look at the Rambam, it seems like that's what the Rambam, that was the girsa the Rambam had, that he added something, that it doesn't say charon apo, it says apo. Melamit shmochon lo al kol avonosov. I think the understanding here is that kol, if you take a look, I think the pshat here, I thought maybe someone here, maybe the Bartanur, it's on the page here. Lemaisa, I think that they explain that if it would have said apo, if it would have said charon apo, so charon apo means some of his anger. It means the anger of his nose, but apo is a language that means all of his anger. And the point here that's being made is that if you rejoice in his downfall, so that's going to create for him a kapara, maybe the embarrassment, but it'll be a kapara for all of his sins. And Hashem will be mochel. So if he's your enemy and you don't want him to receive a full kapara, so rejoicing over his downfall is just going to bring him a kapara. We've noted this many times in our limud of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah often comments on a very human level. Meaning, even though he's Rabbeinu Yonah achasid, he understood the average man. And therefore, a lot of times he gives us reasons to live lives of piety, not because of we're pious, but even because it's self-serving. Like, for instance, here. Ideally, you shouldn't rejoice because it's not proper. But you know what? I'll give you a very human, non-pious reason to not rejoice. Because if you rejoice, it'll bring him a kapara. And if he's really your enemy, you don't want him to get a kapara. So it's not kedai for you to rejoice when he suffers. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. And now, Shmuel's teaching a very big chiddush. Ki yira Hashem shezeh sameach ben fol oyevo v'yimchol it's going to end up being a punishment for you who's rejoicing that your enemy will receive mechila.